evening fog has come as Hank Murray walks up to the back door from the family garage. As he enters the library, his grandparents welcome him with a bit of news.
Gretty is upstairs waiting for you. Fanny, here's Hank.
Well, now, that's a proper greeting.
Yes, yes, hurry up. She has something to tell you, which we've known quite some time and couldn't keep much longer. Fanny, Hank is here.
Now, don't you tell him, Henry.
I haven't breathed a word.
Good evening, Hank. Greta's in my sewing room.
I'm going right up.
And there's a letter from your mother and Daniel.
Yes, yes, from the Excelsior Hotel, Rome, Italy.
Now, don't delay him, Henry. Go ahead, Hank.
Excuse me, Grandfather. Where's the letter? Oh, here. Hey, Greta!
Hank, are you coming out?
On the way.
I have a wonderful surprise. Our first wedding gift. A huge one.
What did she say?
First wedding gift.
Yes. Henry, what was different about Hank? I felt it when he came in.
Oh, he's had a haircut.
Oh, is that it? Oh, not that he lets it go the way Pinky does. As I wrote Hazel, there's never a moment when Hank fails to look like an officer and a gentleman in the United States Army Medical Corps.
Oh, Hank, I have the most thrilling news. We have a house of our very own on this street, 3 blocks from here. Shall I say it again more slowly?
Oh, where's the chair? Now. Once more with less feeling.
We have a wedding gift house halfway between here and Aunt Claudia's on the other side of the street, number 555, with a view of Golden Gate and the bay, and the deed is going to be for Hank and Greta Murray.
Good. Sit down. I feel that way, too.
From grandfather and grandmother?
No. They wish to help furnish it, and so does everybody. But the house is from my foster father.
Oh, no. Cousin Consider?
Pinky helped him pick it out weeks ago, and it is a darling house.
Oh, what do you know?
It has big rooms and many windows and 3 fireplaces, one in the kitchen, and an upstairs suite where Daddy will live. He does not wish me to call him Father. He asked me today. He said the name Father frightens him.
Oh.
But isn't it generous? This was because we asked him to come and live with us. This is in gratitude for the invitation. Well, what do you say?
I guess I'm just kind of stunned.
Daddy wasn't going to tell us until after the wedding, but for some reason, suddenly, he couldn't keep it one day longer. So I went with him to see it. Oh, Hank. Oh, a darling house.
Nice, huh?
There's even a nursery and a study for you. Hank, aren't you pleased?
I don't know what to say, Greta. Cousin considered it this?
Daddy will be so pleased if you are pleased.
Where is he, over at Jones?
No, he went with Pinky. He was wearing his opera cape and dinner jacket. He's going to spend the evening expressing the spirit of the dance.
Yeah. Well, at least there's time to think. Number 555?
555 Seacliff Drive. See, it rhymes. Shall we go and look? I have the key.
Seacliff Drive? That's almost too much.
It's the loveliest street in the whole wide world. And I've seen many streets. I get around.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's go look.
Hank, you aren't pleased?
Oh, sure, but I thought we'd live on the Presidio until I'm through at Letterman.
You would rather live on the Presidio?
Well, I thought we'd get off to a better start if we were absolutely independent. A family as big as this one has a good many tentacles, you know.
But this began because I said to you, my father would adore to live with us. And you said, fine, you loved him very much. You said, okay, good, good.
Sure, but somehow I pictured us away.
Oh, Hank.
Well, at first, anyhow, while I'm still in the Army.
I see.
Besides, I'll be transferred, you know, when I'm through plastic surgery. They might send me almost anywhere. I switched over today.
To plastic surgery? Hank Murray, why don't you tell me the big news when you come in the door?
I was gonna, but yours was bigger. Actually, to tell the truth, I was going to start off with an apology.
For what?
You know darn well for what. For what I said this morning.
You were hurt this morning. And you were jealous. You shouldn't be jealous of Pinky.
I know I shouldn't.
He has hurt me once. Even if I loved him, I wouldn't ever let him hurt me again.
Well, that's a kind of odd thing to say, Greta.
Why? I ruled Pinky out of my life 2 whole years ago. Pooey, Feeny.
Can you rule people out of your life? I don't think it's possible.
He will be my brother-in-law. That is all. I will merely be polite.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Hank, let us not begin this over again. Please, let's not. We have a beautiful house on the most beautiful street with the most beautiful view. And I have the key. Come on, I'll show you.
15 minutes later, Father Barber puts another Sky Ranch log on the fire.
Yeah, staying a long time.
Hmm?
I say, Hank and Greta are staying a long time.
At their age, if we'd been given a house like that, we'd never want to leave.
Hank seems very solemn. Under similar circumstances, Pinky would have been dancing in the streets.
Well, I suppose it's a sobering thing to suddenly find you own a new house.
Worth $35,000, $40,000. Hank surely was not planning to take on anything quite so elaborate.
Well, consider he's going to live with them.
Yes. When will he move out of here?
Oh, shame on you.
Soon after the honeymoon, I suppose. Not more than a week or so.
Well, I'm sure he's less trouble than any house guest we've ever had. You don't even see him.
Yet I have a sense of someone sleeping somewhere nearby.
Oh, Henry.
No, you can't escape it. I found that out with Pinky. If there's someone asleep inside the house, you're aware of it way out in the kitchen. Is that you, Paul? Oh, Hank.
Oh, where's Greta?
She went on home to Jones.
How do you like your house?
Well, it's a big one.
Well, it's not half the size of this. It's lovely, though, don't you think?
Yeah, the whole thing rocked me a little. I hardly know what to say about it.
Have you talked to Consider?
Not yet. He's out somewhere.
Yeah.
Very generous, but I just pointed out to Greta you can't keep up a house like that in an army salary, and... Oh, well, I won't bother you with it.
No. Sit down. I'll be glad to discuss it.
I'm going to sleep on it. It's very important for Greta and me to get started right.
Yes. We would like to help furnish the place.
Oh, thanks. That's wonderful. But that's the thing. I don't see how we could accept so much from so many people. That isn't the way we wanted to begin.
Well, I don't know any other boy who's worked as hard as you have. You deserve it.
Oh, now, wait. Plenty of them work a lot harder. I've had this place to come home to. This is a cushion a lot of guys don't have. No, I think this is a major item.
Yes.
Naturally, Greta loves the house. We both appreciate what CZ's trying to do, but even a captain's pay and allowances wouldn't support a place like that.
But Consider wants a home, and he needs one, and he can surely afford to...
Fanny, hold on here. That's what it was. That's what was different.
Hmm?
The insignia. Hank, my boy. It's Captain Hank Murray, Fanny, the double bar.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why didn't you say something?
Promoted today?
Yes, sir, this afternoon.
Why didn't you mention it or say something?
Well, there was so much going on, it slipped my mind. Excuse me, I better go over and see Greta before she goes to bed. I guess I got a little tough about this. I don't know why we're having all this trouble. Lately, I've had to apologize about twice a day.
Family home, another front door opens and closes up the street, and Fred's slim figure races toward him and into his arms.
Hank.
Oh, hi, honey.
Father Barber called me. You are Captain.
Yeah. Want a salute?
How stupid of me. And you have the double bars all the time.
We're too busy fighting. No wonder you didn't see him.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Greta. I really am. Why is this happening?
Joan says it is par for the course.
Oh?
Trouble, difficulty, delay, misunderstanding, and too much family. This is always true before the wedding.
I love you. Shall I keep saying it? You're the only girl I'll ever love my whole life long.
Oh, Hank. Let us not talk about our two generous relatives until tomorrow. Shh, on such a soft, gentle, foggy spring night. Let us be carefree.
I'm for that.
And hold me very close. Talk very fast. Say many things. Let us not think at all, but simply be in love.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 62, Book 133, Betty drops a bombshell.